Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio, tough part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, top part of the Sabbath day is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. All six locations, the memos is in, all the gates is open in all six locations. Call for details, 224-600-5579. Get in where you fit in at. A lot of information have been passed, and we trying to get it to you. All right, we're going to get our elder and bring him in. We're going to see if we kind of get our set situated for the top part of the Sabbath day. And elder spread the books out, too. Got a lot of memos and saying a lot of would be a lot of delays. So spread the books out, elder. You got a double duty coming for right now, because Sister BSJ Israel, she haven't gave us the note saying she's ready to get on that microphone yet. So she's still getting it all collected in. So that's a great thing. So elder, spread the books out, and we're gonna get at the top part of 7 days shortly after you tell the national audience exactly who all bringing the broadcast and what we got going on and the specialty you got for tomorrow and what's on the international side, WCC, what's on the international side? Same, over 900,000 strong on the international side, so everybody is basically in that's supposed to be in. So, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Israel, Yahuwah BTLC, right?
And Yahuwah bless you, Israel. You well, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. All I can tell you, the fox tail have been let, the curtain have went up, got a lot of memos, stayed a little bit longer than I was supposed to stay because I was listening at some orders, some things, and I got to touch on that once you kind of take your time and bring the broadcast and set the stage. And we'll do our part when you take your time and talk to the national audience over 900,000 strong on the international side. Take your time, Elder. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of over 900,000. You know, usually when you have to speak among those many people, it makes you very nervous and you don't know what to say. But in this ministry, you're given that word. You sure say, that's the right thing. But you're all right. I don't have a double vision. I have a triple vision. And knowing that, tomorrow will be another vision that I'm going to do. And most of the people that show up for the Sabbath day should be there promptly in the afternoon to put on a demonstration. But it's not so simple. You're always coming up with new and exciting things for the ministry of Yahuwah. And that's the elder's job. And once again, we need to move into newer technology to make this word of Yahuwah more interesting, visually and physically. Physically being there in the temple of Yahuwah and presenting this information as it's truly written. And I need to remind you, this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching that you're going to go through. I'll bump the drum, the righteous learning, this one. We welcome and thank all of you for sending our live broadcast to Black Rock Ministry. We come to your live, as usual, with the word of Yahweh, always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh, connecting the Bible book will help improve your faith and keep in the Sabbath. And we do all this because you have not. It's information that all you are listening is going to see and have to look for the program. You've now found that in the voice of the truth, right? Glad you got that. Normal days, they are open from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The most normal days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class in teaching unless you have a high day or a special event. However, on the top part of the Sabbath, which is Friday, today, our online class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath, which is Saturday, is 10:30. We have a simple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 4 p.m. and so the second class is all at 10. Now, we also have a website set. You can use this on any one of your systems, in your smart device, in the TrialGuide.com. And after this one, December big line, you will see support. What will be tied in? Just go down and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see media. But after 4 minutes, it's still too close. Of course, you will tie in also. And doing very good numbers. But it tells all of us to use the book of Psalms, chapter 96, page 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, given to Yahweh, and given to the people. Here are something Yahweh, glory and strength. 8. Given to Yahweh, the glory be unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his court. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, remember that Yahweh loves your people. And also, the donations that you give to this ministry is greatly appreciated as you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Luke, chapter 27, verse number 30, and written once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 2, verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing the just word of God to life. Also, for giving the spirit, a banquet house. Radio station and land to go to headquarters to continue to speak up on this program. And there is your phone. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast day to come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's particularly available during our broadcast. It's Tina Yahweh Radio Live. And after this one, look for voices of the Church Live. Drive and drive now. And click the red live button to tune to the list. It puts you right into our live online conference. We even have a few moments to call with that one month. The first year in our live conference room is 1619-527-6065. The other is 624-603-5579. This will be our international so you can call and use the message from the description. If you have questions, it can be answered by anyone who puts in the hands of that welcome. But also, concerns that do not call us number 10-15. I'll have to remind you that the version click followed by a button. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know and take care of children via the website Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address. And the year will be the problem. On another note, we might add, please do not contact us here. Your email, phone, or text before broadcast or after. As you might imagine, the sea is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Seagard, man, and answering one of them all is most of our questions. But even now, in addition to that, the weather is not. So please use the internet for 640-5579. And especially your gift is always when you call back. Unless you call time. Like I said, you are only here at $13. Now, to happen to miss the beginning of our program, not to worry. You can catch the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Just send the three words in your search box, Dropbox Radio Live. And after taking it, look for the voices of the third right. Just choose the program you're ready to I'll be on a normal broadcast. We're also simultaneously on telephone. Telephone can be logged in by your phone, your tablet, or computer. You can talk to me now if you want. Just download the podcast app. You'll be listening on the ethnic group. African American. The voices of the children. You'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants. Dr. Wood is also working with a Bible education. An online education conference is only for the conference to be held. And as well, Jeff will be at the Elder Mr. Kids along with Peter Israel driving their time. And at that time, no conference is on topic or any more than 2 days conference for the conference. He was a tenure at Houston on top. That's why we need you all. But a continuing note. When you're giving us pictures to see by the people, take to hear and go to see. So the words of Yahweh was written in the window that we have over 900,000 people that came to hear the righteous word of God. And that's a lot of people that want to hear the right thing and not set up confusion. As we are given a reminder in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32. We do this, we always keep the pictures in mind. But you find those kind of women close to God. They're the ones that must call the Yahweh's voice said unto them. Because we rehearse the rest of that, as it says in 10 John, chapter 14, verse 26. And 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, from the Father, which is in my name, he shall teach you all things, and all things that you remember, whatsoever I have said unto you. And that can be done if you don't do what is said in the book of the Rock, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, down to that, which I've heard the call, neither in the Rock, but we often see in the temple, when the verses are being read, you might hear someone hollering out, I got that, I got that. And well, don't forget Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, it speaks about that. He or she that answers the matter, for he or she hears it with power, shame on him and her. So, we know there is another book for the word of Yahweh. Nothing has changed except the number of people that come to Yahweh's word. It's always a good thing. And those that commend it. Only following some chapter, the same word you hear is righteous, they're casted behind their back. Only one you hear the favorite verses from the Bible. And even taking those verses mean another way. Along with the noise, to confirm that, the deceptive list. Oh, and don't forget the page flippers. The ones that look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost at the mouth of people. They're truly forgotten. They're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not an option. But the best is yet to come. You have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman has volunteered to do in this life. And that's at all costs. Because anyone of the church has even done more is this life. Now they're doing the work of another. And you have to remember that prayer, Yahweh, he is. Now that's on top. We've been given a reminder. And that's in chapter 19, verse 26. Let's see what that says. 26 says, but Yahweh the Son, behold, according to them, with men, this is impossible. But with Yahweh, all this is impossible. So we can find out what a possibility is. We pass our program over to our COE for and say, are you ready? Talk to us.
All right,
I'm going to be a little long way to give you a chance to check your battery or your audio is kind of down low. But I was kind of trying to do what I have to do, so I'm going to give you time to kind of get your audio together and all that old good stuff together. And that give me a chance to be a little long with it on the top part of the Sabbath day. So I got a lot of memos on tape anyway, and I want you to spread the books out there, Hilda, because we want to kind of make it the best we can right now. And so we'll be a little long with it. Let me see. It's going to be a little long when you give you a chance to change your microphone. I mean, your batteries in
the microphone. I might be up in audio right now. How's that sound?
That's pretty better. That's pretty good. A little bit better. I heard you on greater times than that.
Step up.
So, you know, I don't mind being long.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah. Give me a couple of times. Because I hear a lot of things going. I've just got a lot of memos on the table. You know, I made a statement yesterday about Nigeria and tracing back Erie. And I want to take a look at that because I got a lot of memos on that conversation based upon Erie. You know, who is Erie and stuff like that. So it gave me a chance to take a look at a few things. I'm gonna do it spirit led, but we do have been there and done that. Because one thing about it, and matter of fact, it's a verse that I'm looking for. Let's see. That verse will be about, it'll come to me in a minute, Elder. So let me pray something, then I give me a chance to think about that. And we'll give some Luke 12:12, and we just kick it around a little bit into, like I said, the rest of the ones in Camp 1, step to your plate and really holler in the microphone. So we'll do best we can. Let me play something that off the machine that was played to me, and that give you a chance to change the microphone even better, because, you know, you got to wait to check it and make sure you're hitting hard and grand sound. I'm going to play this for a minute.
Okay.
Because when you say black, everybody got a different interpretation for blacks, but they had no problem on anybody else's nationality. So you got to examine yourself. If a quiz was asked to your loved ones, China, what you say? USA, whatever. Russia, you would say that. Then they'll say black. Then you all over the place. You see that? Just letting you know, we got a lot of work to do. That's why it's so important about the school. And we're going to play it one more time. And that's, I know it's kind of statically, but come off the after game to the tape so we can play it. And so you see, I don't care how smart you are, you ask 99% of the peoples that is called African American Negroes, or don't mess around and ask their children. They all over the place. See? One more time. Listen to this.
You'll see that in meetings, politics, on the job. You get people rooting in with you. But when they find out they're wrong, it gets quiet. You hear nothing. And sometimes you even hear that in the temple. Or I've even seen them get up and walk out. That's a shame. Except that you're wrong, that leads you more into righteousness. And some people don't take that for granted. Knowing that you're wrong helps you know that what is right. So, I don't know. that a lot of people that have to reach out and grab that, what you said. And that's called correct teaching. That's all I have to say on that one. I'll leave you off line.
Okay. All right, I'll leave you off line. Well, as, see, that's why it's so important when we talk about land, school, and banquet hall, and those that get in where they fit in, and let's get something going on, because we have degrees on the wall. And we know what right now, if we ask, forget about asking children, because the children are going to learn from their parents. And their parents will stick them up into these schools so fast and tell the school system to teach them. And guess what? They'll be confused. They'll make statements. And the statement is not correct. And so, you know, they're going to pass it on. You know, just like what we get ready to touch on now, spirit-led, showing you how they make their mistakes. And they make their mistakes a lot of ways, Elder. But it's a mistake they made. The verse won't come to me right now, but since you got your saying in, look right down at Luke chapter 12, verse number 12. Let's see, will that help those seer out fine? Let's see what Luke 12, my fact, read verses 11 and 12. Luke chapter 12, verse number 11 and 12. What did it say that Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Israel? Come on. Top part of Sabbath day, come on.
Okay. Let's see if I can read that and get it across kind of clear. Hoping that I don't have no background audio. Luke chapter 12, verse 11.
Oh, you sound good. All right, you sound like Mr. Tibbs now. Mr. Tibbs Israel. Now you sound good.
Okay, Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and verse number 12. 11 says, "And when they bring you into the synagogue and unto the magistrates and powers, take ye no thought on what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say." 12. "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right, Elder. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. That's true. That's true. Well, I was compounding on this lesson just on the run. And I made myself a note. It says, what note I made myself. We have been taught what to think. See that? We have been taught what to think. And what else I say? Not taught how to think. We are at the mercy of the teller. See, we at mercy of the teller because we don't know the Bible order of things. See, Yahweh is an order. He's an order man. How he operates, he do everything in order. That's how he operates. So, matter of fact, we open up in Psalm chapter 50 there. We'll look at the 50th chapter, and we'll look at verse 16. We'll look at 50, verse number 16. That's what we'll do. We'll open up right there, Elder. 50, verse 16, and let's find out something on the way of finding out something. 50, verse number 16. What did it say there, Elder?
Looking at Psalms chapter 50, verse number 16. 16 says, "But unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes before instructed, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth?"
Now go ahead. Continue. So now, Elder, he's talking about the wicked have no business taking his covenant to come out of their mouth. Now, since you paused on that, that must meant that I have to precept that and find out exactly more about what you just said, because you paused. And we did say continue reading. Since you did pause on it, that means I got to stop and do some precepting on that. He said the wicked should not be even talking Bible. That's what he just said. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, there, Elder, 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, we're going to pick it up at verse number 8. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, pick it up round by verse number 8. That's what we're going to do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 8. Since you paused on that wicked, that means we got to precept a little bit. Wasn't no accident for you doing that. So now, in 2 Thessalonians 4, verse 8, let's read a little bit there. Elder, come on.
Okay, only go up to chapter 3. It's a short chapter.
Well, make it 2, verse 4. Thank you, Elder. Make it 2, verse 4. Make it 2, verse 4.
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2.
Uh-huh.
Looking at verse number 4. 4 says, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called Yahuwah, or that is worship, so that he as Yahuwah sitteth in the temple of Yahuwah, showing himself that he is God.
You still there, Elder? You still there, or did you just break up, or what happened?
No, I'm there? Still there. Can I be heard? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you've been here. I'll read that verse again, Elder.
Okay. Verse number 4. Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called Yahuwah, or that is worship, so that he as Yahuwah sitteth in the temple of Yahuwah, showing himself that he is Yahuwah?
Well, when you read, there's two ways to read that word called who opposes. You can say in the question or you can make it in the statement. You read it like it's a question, but it's a statement. It says, this is what he do, who opposes. This is what he do, this wicked oppose everything. It's not who do it. You was reading it like it's a statement. I mean, like it's a question, but it is a statement. It's letting you know that who opposes and exalt himself above all that's called Yahuwah. And he sits in a temple as Yahuwah, showing himself that he is Yahuwah. So this is a flat out telling those of Paul's time. If somebody gonna come on the scene, they're gonna oppose everything that's written in this Bible, and it's gonna make him wicked. Now that's more of a statement after the question. Now, verse 9, what it say in verse 9?
Okay, in verse number 9, even him coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs of lying wonders.
So this wicked opposes everything. He is the working of who? This wicked, that means he's the working of who else? Elder, who is propping him up again according to verse 9?
Satan, all power.
Satan. And it tells you the wicked. That means it's going to be the number one wicked, according to what, you know, since you paused there, So you see in verse 8, he says, the wicked. That means it's going to be the number one wicked. And this number one wicked, he's going to oppose everything that the Bible say. He's going to impose it, and he's going to get on those that have cocked and learning. Okay, good. Now let's find out who this wicked is. Let's get right to the chase, because we got a long way to go. We're just going to pick this thing apart a little bit. So who is this wicked that is controlled by Satan the devil, that opposes everything in his Bible? Who is it? Go to Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. And put a little more audio in that comeback there, Elder. Put just a little more audio in that comeback. Because remember, we got over 900,000 plus on the international side. And they need to know this soundly as we just walk down through top part of the Sabbath day. So who is this wicked that we can read? And he after the working of Satan the devil. So who is this wicked? We're going straight to Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, and put a little audio into there, Elder. And let's see if we can find out who this, if we can get on down the road on something else. Come on.
In the book of Malachi chapter 1, reading verses 3 and verse number 4, 3 says, "And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness." 4. "Whereas Edom said, we are improvised, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus says the Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the borders of wickedness, and the people against whom the Yahweh had indignation forever."
So now, who is this wicked that controlled by Satan the devil? And the seer of Malachi, come back and read verse 1-1, then take a deep breath and read 3 and 4 again. Come back to Malachi 1-1, then read verse 3 and 4, then let this national audience understand who is wicked that we is reading that was prophesied in Psalms chapter 50, verse 16. Look at Malachi 1:1, then read verse 3 and verse 4.
In the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 1, 1 says, "The burdens of the world of the Yahweh of Israel," by Malachi. Verse number 2.
So this is a burden. Hold that point, Elder. So this burden, the angel brought it down to Malachi to say, he said, "Hey, Malachi, what?" He said, "Are you the seer of the hour right now?" He said, "Yeah." "Well, I got a burden for you to go tell the children of Israel. It's going to be a burden on them, but you're going to tell them." Now, since we set the stage up, it's a burden. And the seer's job is to tell you about the burden. See, the seer's job is not to come always patting you on the back and tell you some smooth stuff. No, we're going to tell you what the Bible says. So now Malachi had to go back to the children of Israel and tell them what in verse 3 and 4. What happened?
Reading verse number 3. 3 says, "And I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. 4. Whereas Edom said, we are improvised, but we will return and build desolate places. Thus says the Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, I will throw down. They shall call themselves the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Yahweh has indignation forever."
He said, I'm in promise. I mean, they was once upon time, they're going to lose everything they got. Then they're going to regain everything they got. They're going to build again. All this is going to happen. They're going to build again. But Yahweh said, "Yeah, you're going to build again, but I'm going to throw down again for the final time." So everything was told right there in Malachi. But, El, see if you get in that microphone and tell the national audience, according to what you're reading right now, he's talking to Israel about this wicked. So who is this wicked that we can read? And the peoples of the wicked that we can read in verse 3 and 4 for the national audience. Take your time and look at 3 and 4 and break that down for the national audience, verse 3 and verse 4.
Okay, reading verse 3. It says, and I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage to waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Well, he definitely said he hated Esau in that verse. And verse number 4. And whereas Edom said, we are improvised and we will return and build desolate places, thus saith the Yahweh of hosts. They shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call themselves the borders of wickedness and the people against whom the Yahweh had indignation forever. And so the people, I would imagine, that followed Esau, Yahweh had indignation for them. That's hatred. Forever.
Mm-hmm. So you draw the conclusion on the people that follow Esau is up on that. So that what you got out of that, Elder? So that what you got out of that, the people that follow Esau, that's what you get out of that verse?
That's a plural statement. The people against whom the Yahweh had indignation. That's not the person. That's the people.
And that's what you get out of that, huh?
Okay.
Huh?
That's what I got. Let's see what it's supposed to be gotten. It's next.
That's it. After you read verse 3 and 4, now I'll tell you what I do. I'll read 3 and 4. We got nothing but time. I'll read verse 3 and 4. Let me see. If I read 3 and 4, go back over, you know, I'm going to go back over. Matter of fact, it's a verse saying that. It's a verse. It's saying that, and let's go to the 8th chapter of Acts. You know, it's a precept to that. We're going to Acts chapter 8. Got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Top part of the Sabbath day, all locations open. So let's say about a tenor, we just can go through the tenor. We're going to Acts chapter 8, Elder. And we're going to look at verse number 29. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Let's see what's going on. 29, top part of the Sabbath day. Then we're gonna get on a lot of things in this lesson. But let's get started with this. Sometimes you gotta, when you get in the kitchen, you gotta get things out the way real good, then you cook real good. So we want to get this out the way for the national audience sake. So now what you reading there, Elder?
Oh, looking at the book of Acts, chapter 8, you said verse 29.
Yeah, pick up verse 29. Let's read a little bit.
Okay. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself unto this chariot. 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Elias and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should die? And Philip desired he would come up and sit with him.
Nah.
32. And the place of the scripture
that's
which
good.
He read was this.
That's good. I can take from there. That give you a chance to, you know, point the belt at old Robo over there, get Robo kind of quiet. And what I do, I bring Mother Eon came on stage for the nice episode, top part of Sabbath Day. So I give you a chance to kind of, you know, give you a chance to get old Rover right for the top part of the Sabbath day. Tell Rover, get in the corner and let me holler in that microphone real good. So I'm trying to bring Mother E in part of the Sabbath day, but I'm having a problem doing that because the WCC said, don't forget, this is my radio broadcast, not yours. Okay, I understand that. Mother E, are you coming on stage for the top part of the Sabbath day to holler in that microphone? Let's find out what Mother E got going on. Mother E, tribe Yahdah Judah. Yahweh bless you, see you.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. See God. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, we read a verse. And, matter of fact, I want you to read that verse. Malachi chapter 1. Verse 3 and 4. Then once you read that verse, I want you to expound on what that verse is saying. I want you to expound on it once you read it. Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Then I want you to expound on it after you read it. What did it say that, Mother E? Malachi 1, verse 3 and 4. Then let me hear what you get out of Malachi 1, verse 3 and 4.
The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Malachi chapter 1, verse 1, 3 and 4. Okay. Malachi chapter 1. Verse 1, the burden of the word of the Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. Verse 3, and I hated Esau and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4, verse Edom, Esau said, we are in poverty, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus said the Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh held indignation forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Mother, for the national audience, break that down, and what you get out of verse 3 and 4. Let's see what you get out of verse 3 and 4. Come on.
Okay, in verse 3, it's talking about Israel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The burden of the word of the Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. Verse 3 is talking about Israel. And verse 1 is talking about Israel.
Well, hold on, Mother. Now, verse 1 is the seer receiving information from the angel to tell Israel about something totally different in verse 3. Now, verse 3 is totally different. Malachi's right. Message was to go to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So when the angels do show up, their message is to go to Israel and forewarn Israel about things to come. So Malachi was put in that position to go and warn Israel about something in verse 3. So he warning Israel about something 3. So what I do, I'll read verse 3 with that understanding. So the seer now have found himself around all Israel. Now he getting ready to tell Israel something that Yahweh said. He said, verse 3, Yahweh speaking to Malachi. Malachi got the message. Now he's been delivered. Yahweh said, verse 3, and I hate Esau. He's telling
Israel
through Malachi from Yahweh where he stands about Esau. I hate Esau. Is that what he's saying? Still, Malachi is relaying the message and lays his mountains and his inheritance for the dragons in the wilderness. So now he's saying, prophesizing that I'm going to take them out of power. So this happened in 198 AD when Septimus Severus came in and jumped the Romans. This when this happened. Then he says in verse 4, wherein Edom said, meaning he know what Edom gonna say back in the past, he know what Edom is gonna say in the future. He says, whereas Edom said, we are in progress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that they was going to lose everything they had, and they did lose everything they had 198 AD to 1496. Until 1496, they was out of power. They was out of power until 1496. That's when Isabella and Pharaoh jumped up and beat the children of Israel up under the banner of being Islamic. Verse 4, wherein Edom said, we are in promise, but we will return and build the desolate place. Okay, good. They have returned. After 1492, they have returned, and they building big skyscrapers everywhere. Everywhere you go, they build them big skyscrapers. They got concrete everywhere with grass at. Everything looks in their eyes everywhere. Good. But then, thus says Yahweh of hosts. But now, so Malachi is talking to the children of Israel as they was marveling at this conversation. Thus says Yahweh of hosts. This is still Malachi talking. Thus says Yahweh of hosts. They, who is the day? Esau and his five sons shall build. I mean, they're going to pull it off. Malachi tell the children of Israel, they're going to pull it off. They're going to build skyscrapers, and we see now they've built up everything. They're going to do it, and they have did it. He says, I will throw down. Now look what he says. Now look what he says. Now, mother, let's see the prophecy of this, what he's saying right here. Now, we're going to go and read a verse in Revelation 1:21. Let's see when did this happen, but I will throw down, knowing that you have built. And all we look all over the world now, we see Esau have built everything. He got high skyscrapers everywhere, nothing no higher. Space travels, they done everything. They done it all, no problem. But we have the ability to go in the Bible, the greatest piece of the literature it is, and we can read, but I will throw down. Okay, good. We can go read when he going to throw down. Revelation 1:21. Let's see when he going to throw down, mother. And Revelation 1:21. When is he going to throw down?
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 21. In a minute. The book of Revelation.
Go to make it 18. Make it 18. Make it 18:21. Thank you, mother. Yeah, make it 18:21.
Revelation,
I got distracted 18. Just that quick. We'll make it 18:21. Okay. Make it 18:21. When is this going to happen that we can read? 21, about him going down.
The book of Revelation, 18, verse 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus will violence of that great city, Babylon, be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all.
Hey, that's up. My elder, or mother, now we want to comment on that. You mean in this verse right here, it says, and I will throw down. And now we know when he's going to throw down and how he's going to throw down. You see, that's why I say, I made myself a note. This is what I read. We have been taught what to think. Not taught how to think. See, Yahweh got an order about everything, and his order is his Bible. But if you let anybody stand before you and don't have no Bible open, that's a shame, because you're supposed to be taught better than that. Hey, Elder, Mr. Tim, read that for me in 1 Peter 4, verse 10 and 11. Because like I said again, we're going to get on what we got to get on, but we're going to see, we got to be, when we jump down this Bible, we got to know what we're saying. So that's why it's so important about land, school, banquet hall, radio station. We're just not reading verses. Matter of fact, mother, what do it say in St. John 3:11? What do St. John 3:11 say that we can read? St. John 3, verse 11.
Okay, yeah, I get that. St. John 3, verse 11. St. John, chapter 3, verse 11. St. John, chapter 3, verse 11. Very, very, truly, truly, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
Uh-huh. So, mother, we supposed to do what, mother, according to verse 3? The six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite supposed to do what? According
speak
to 11, what? Verse 3.
Speak what they do know.
Speak what we know. Not they. Mm-hmm. Speak what we know. We speak what we know. See, that's the bottom line. We ain't bumming around with this thing. We know what we're talking about because we speak what we know.
Mm-hmm.
See, we speak what we know. Now, precept that to Michael, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. See, the six anointed camps, I got my eye on all six of you camps. You're going to have to speak what you know. You can't be thumbing around just saying the hold up is us. Because we have read all of the world speak. I'm going to get on this right here now. We're going to get on this shortly. We are read the world speak. The world speak is not connecting the books properly. We're going to show you how to connect the books properly. You got to have Yahweh to come in and guide you the rest of the way. But you got to be honest, and you got to be about this man's business, then he will suck with you. But if you ain't honest about this man's business, they're going to get away from you every time. You got to be about Yahweh's business. Then in that very same hour, He'll lay it out to you what you need to know to help those all over the world that need a lot of help. We're going to show you in this lesson, because we read last night lesson about a tribe called Erie. That tribe Erie, I won't talk about that, but I won't take care of this first. I want to get on Erie, the tribe of Erie. I want to get on that. I know. What is that? I know. We'll talk about it later. But, Mother, you read Micah chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. What it say?
The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. And I said, here I pray you, O head of Jacob, and you, prince of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Verse 2. Who hated the good and loved the evil? Who plucked off their skin from off them and their blood from off their bones?
You hear the man saying, Mother? He said, it's just message for the 12 tribes of Israel. He said, you don't like the good, you love evil. You don't never want to do nothing good. He said, and what you do, you'll pluck off the skins of the righteous. He said, you don't want to do right. So Micah had to go back to the children of Israel and tell them. He said, don't you supposed to be the one that know this judgment? Why are you if love wickedness and you do not love good? He said, you don't love good, Israel. And that's exactly what's going on today. We don't love good. Now, what's good? Next week on the 13th, it is Passover. Is there any buzz going on for Passover next week? Next week is Passover. Passover. When he passed over you and done in the children of Ham. Passover. You ain't got no buzz about Passover. All feasts is the white garments on Passover with fringes on it. Then after Passover is unleavened bread. That's the first day of unleavened bread. Again, white garments with fringes on it. Israel, you supposed to know judgment. Huh? That's why you gotta speak what you know. Passover. When the sun go down on the 13th, it is Yahweh's Passover. When he passed over you that believed and put the sons of Ham and destroyed them to this day. Everything this man tell you he gonna do, he have done and are going to do it. And he'll pick the ministry to tell you to rehearse the righteous act to you, according to 5:11 in the book of Judges. So we come on our way 6 nights a week to rehearse the righteous act to you. And we can tell you when you're in order, when you're not in order. From what? The pages of the book. Now, so Israel bold no judgment. So that's the reason Malachi is going to the children of Israel, waking them up about judgment. Now, he was sent with this burden. It says in verse 1 of Malachi 1:1, the burden of the word of Yahweh, YHWH, to Israel by Malachi.
Right.
By Malachi. This is going on here. Now, he says, I read verse 2 just to make it sound good. Got plenty of time. Read verse 1 again. The burden of the word of Yahweh, four-letter man, to Israel by Malachi the seer. Verse 2. I love you. This is what Yahweh told Malachi to tell Israel. I love you, Israel, says Yahweh. yet you say. He said he even know your mindset. Yet you say. Yet you say. Wherein have thy love up? He even know what you're going to say before you say it. Was not Esau Israel's brother? Says Yahweh, yet I loved some Jacob. I loved me some Israel. Yahweh had a choice. He made a choice because he made a choice. Now, he made a choice. Let's go to Romans and show you that it's written that he made a choice. See, Yahweh made a choice. Your mother had me 1:18:23 or something. Yahweh made a choice. It ain't got nothing to do with the moderators, the six anointed camps. Yahweh made a choice. We're going to read where he made a choice at. We're going to Romans, Elder, and look at 9, verse 7 down to verse 13. Let's see Paul explaining that Yahweh made a choice. I have a problem today. We don't believe the Bible. Yahweh made a choice. Elder Mr. Tim Israel going to read Paul rehearsing the choice and telling the children of Israel that was in Rome, that was in the place in Rome, Italy, all in the marriage. Paul over there talking. Let's see what he says that we can read, Elder, in 9, verse 7 to 13. Now, Paul is looking for the Israelites that's in Rome. He hemmed them up. Now he get ready to talk to them. 9, verse 7 through 13. Take your time, Elder, and bring your A game. Come on.
In the book of Romans, looking at chapter 9, reading verses 7 to verses 13. 7 says, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac they shall thy seed be called. 8. That it is they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of Yahweh, but the children of the promise are coded or counted for the seed. 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the promise of Yahweh according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
Keep reading.
Okay.
Keep going. 12. Down, stay down 13, Elm.
Okay. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. 13. As it is written, Jacob, or Israel, have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Now, what was it written, mother or elder? What was it written? What was it written? He says it's written. Paul said you can go back and read. He just ain't talking to me talking. Esau have I, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Where is that written at? So Paul say, I know y'all are studious on what I'm saying to you in Rome. But he said you can go back and read it. Where it was said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. Now, Paul said it was written. Now, mother or the elder, where is it written at, that quote that Paul was just quoting verbatim? Where that quote was written at? Exactly that. Where that quote at?
Malachi. Chapter 1.
Yeah.
First. Oh, wait a minute.
3 and 4.
Wait.
Malachi 1 what?
Let me get that down.
Elder said, Paul. Elder said, Paul, what'd you say?
I know it's Malachi.
Elder said, Paul, what'd you say? Ever said, Mel- oh, what you say?
Okay. I said, Malachi. Okay. I said, Malachi 1:3.
And I said Malachi 1:2, and the seer will say Malachi 1:2. Let's see which one's gonna hold up. Now the seer gonna say it's written in Malachi 1:2. So you said one verse, and it'll say another, but the seer says it's written in verse 2. Now
okay.
I wonder who gonna stand up. I'm saying I'm looking at it. The precept is verse 2. But you and the elder said something totally different. Now, who right?
Okay, verse 3.
Read verse 2. Well, read verse 2.
Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. I have loved you, said the Yahweh. You said, wherein have thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Yahweh? Yet I love Jacob. So in verse 3 it says, and I hated Esau. And that's the question you asked. Was it written?
That's right. So 2 and 3. So 2 and 3 is right. So 2 go right into verse 3. So when we read the prophecy based upon in Romans chapter 9, verse 13, it takes us to its precept right back to Malachi chapter 1. Verse 2 and 3. It says in verse 2, I have loved you, says Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you say, wherein have thou loved us? Question. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says Yahweh, yet I love me some Jacob. Verse 3, and I hate Esau.
Mm-hmm.
So there's right there, verse 2 and verse 3. So that's what it's written. So Paul said, you can go back and read where it's written at, where I made a choice. It got nothing to do with racism, one better than the other. Paul tell them, I made a choice. The sons weren't even born. I made a choice and taught my son my choice, and he brought it down to the angel, and he brought it down to the seer. So this ain't got nothing to do with us. That's why we got to read the Bible the way Yahweh give it to us and take our personal beliefs out of it. There again, what I made a note of, what I say. We have been taught what to think, not taught how to think. We are at the mercy of the teller. We've been taught by the teller, and he has taken this whole book and done a 29:15 on us, elder, Mr. Till. He has took the whole Bible and done an Isaiah 29:16. What is saying that we can read?
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 16,
yes.
I believe you said. 16 says, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as potter's clay. For I shall the work say of him that it be made. He made me not. Or shall the things frame say of him that I framed it. He had no understanding.
So this thing has been done what, Elder? What this thing have been done now at the present day? According to verse 29, this thing has been done what?
It's been turned upside down.
Excellent.
Totally different.
Excellent. That's what happened. This thing has been turned upside down. And that's why the voices of the true Israelites, the six anointed camp, you got to get this right. So this thing has been turned upside down. And the verse that I want is that it have escaped me. It have escaped me. And I don't know why it have escaped me. But it's time to turn upside down. And what we will do, we love to just try to come up another way than understand that the Bible been turned upside down. And what he have put in the Bible, that's the end of it. We can't be thumbing around because it's been just hurt somebody's feelings as it is. Because, now, Mother, you have 118:23. You know you got a mark in it already. You got that Psalm 118:23 waiting on no fear. So now I can stand that verse, Mother. 118:23. What does it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse 23. This is the Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Yeah. And that's one of the greatest mysteries in understanding teaching of the Bible. This thing is Yahweh's doing. And it's supposed to be marvelous in our eyes. The way it is, the way it is. You're supposed to thank Yahweh he has created you to be Israel instead of Esau. You're supposed to praise Yahweh every time you wake up. My. I'm glad I'm not made Esau. So Yahweh made an effort to make you Israel. And he made the other folks of white man to white woman, sinners of Esau. This is Yahweh doing. It got nothing to do with us. All we're doing is rehearsing the righteous act. So now I'm going to go back into Malachi. I'm going to rehearse the righteous act. Then I'm going to get on down the road. I'm going right back to Malachi. With that understanding, it ain't got nothing to do with sitting on the camp. Your mind, he knows your thoughts and everything. And Malachi 1:4. This is what Yahweh is telling Malachi the seer. Wherein Esau and his five sons said. That's what it means. We are in progress. That means we're down. We're up in the caves of Georgia, Russia. That's where we at now. We're up in the caves. We're in bad shape now. We've been chased out according to Job 30:1-8 like a thief. Get up out of here. We've been chased like a Russian. Russia. That's where we at. We're in caves now. So we're in the caves now. Sound like a bunch of jackasses in the caves, according to Job 30:8. At the lowest point, they can't get no lower than that. But now they in the caves, according to Job 30:8. And they talking among themselves. Look what they say. But we will return and build the desolate places. So they're saying in the caves of Georgia, Russell. We're at our lowest point now. We up in the caves. We've been ran there according to Job 1:8 like thieves. Told us, get out of here. Chase them like a thief into the caves. That's why they don't know their home land neither. White man and white woman think they're the Caucasian mountain. That is not so according to the Bible. You from the land of the Horams, which came to be land of Esau's land, right down below the Negev, right down from Israel, in the mountains over there. That's where it's your true. And right now, if you say homeland for the Europeans, you will say Europe. That is wrong. The homeland for Esau is the land of Edom, right down on your map below Israel. You were chased out by the Nabataean Arabs out of your land. The Arabs jumped you, ran you down into Israel. John, our cranist, tried to help y'all and learn a few of y'all some, but y'all got low down. Then they ran you up out of there and ran you straight on down to the Caucasus Mountains. And you was up in there. But this is what you said. See, this is prophecy. And this is what you said. You said, we will return and build a desert place. That's what you said. Y'all want to hear, let you bump your gloves and talk all you want to talk. Here, we're going to mute the elder behind that. I don't like the way you're going. The elder is due talking for tonight. Ain't that something? Well, Mother, what can I say? The elder through talking for tonight. They're going to mute him out. So, Mother, I guess it's just me and you. It's just me and you. That's all I can tell you, Mother. What can I say? See, sometimes when you just, what do we say, Mother, in Nehemiah 2, verse 10? Nehemiah, put a marker right there in 2, verse 10, because the big dignitary said we're going to mute Elder out of the night broadcast. He through talking for the night.
Nehemiah.
She read a hard that microphone a little bit. After you read Nehemiah 2:10.
The book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. And Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Amittite, heard of it, grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
You hear that, Mother? So the world gonna get, they can agree now that it's a ministry that can go right in this Bible and bring out the same scripture and break it down more plainly for you. Matter of fact, in the 19th chapter, Mother, of Acts, let's get a precept on that. We're going to detour a little bit because right now, we just going to keep it going on for one thing. This is Yahuwah doing, so when Yahuwah still a spiritual, mute people out to broadcast because they don't like the way it's going. They're going to do what they got to do. We got to do what we got to do. So, Mother, in the book of Acts, Mother, Chapter 18. Can you help me see out in verse number 26? 26 down to 27. Help me see out in
chapter 18, verse 26 and verse 27, verse 26. And he began to speak boldly in this temple. When H.R., the had heard, they took him unto them and expound unto him the way of Yahuwah more perfectly. Verse 27. And when he was disposed to pass into H.R., the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through the covenant.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? So we watch the best of them on the networks and all around the world. And we hear their speech. we have to get ourselves prepared to guide them more perfectly. I mean, they got plenty of zeal. I mean, the mouth go real loud. They really believe that he owns something. But we will take you to the side and show you more perfectly what this man is saying. So I'm coming back myself to Malachi 1. And now I'm going to read verse 4. And let's see, when I read verse 4, let's see what's really in verse 4. Malachi 1:4. Whereas Esau, but we will return and build the desert places. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. You're going to do it. You're going to do whatever your mouth says you're going to do. You're going to build and you have build. I'm going to throw down. And they, listen to it, mother, and they shall call them. And they shall call them. Who are we talking about? And they shall call them. They going to call them. What's the conversation about? The conversation about Yahweh talking to Malachi to tell the children of Israel. So he says, they shall call them the border of wickedness. They shall call them the borders of wickedness. And the peoples against whom Yahweh has indignation forever. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk about who all follow Esau. He's saying the peoples of Esau is this thing, the umbrella over their head. It's not who follow Esau is this. But in this quote is the border of wickedness and the people. And they shall call them the borders of wickedness. Who? Esau. And the people of Esau. Against whom Yahweh got indignation with forever. That's how you read that verse. The peoples of Esau, the peoples of Esau, he got an indignation with forever. Not the ones that follow him. Not the ones that follow him. He talking about the bloodline of Esau, the people who he got an indignation with forever. Yes, Lord, I mean Laura and Johnny. The people, this is Yahweh doing. That's why we got to read the Bible and keep our feelings out of it and just read the Bible. This verse is saying the peoples of Esau, who he got indignation with forever. Now you see that? That's how you read that verse there. The fishing on the camp, you got to read the Bible, but take your feelings out of the Bible. And remember what we read earlier? What we read earlier? We have been taught what to think. We think it's talking about whoever draw to Esau. No. Got nothing to do who draw to Esau. He came out a whole bloodline of people who he got indignation with forever. Mm-hmm. Not taught how to think. We are at the mercy of the teller. See, we've been taught totally wrong. And that's why we're in the condition we're in today. Other people that have enslaved our mind is the one that gave us the degrees. And that's why we fumble around with this word of Yahweh today. We can't believe when the truth is read. You can't believe that the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, all is descendants of Esau. And we read all of them is descendants of Esau. WCC, World Council of Churches, they are descendants of Esau. The Latter-day Saints, they are descendants of Esau. The Roman Catholic Church, they are descendants of Esau. You ain't going to change what the Bible, although they may have gave you a job and gave you a pension, but that don't deviate from what the Bible's saying. So when we go back to Thessalonians chapter 2, mother 8 and 9, now you got a great understanding of what the man's saying. 2 Thessalonians 8 and 9. What is that, mother? See, what it is, I know when you read the Bible, you're not going to be right. I know the closer one to you is going to be your greatest nightmare. Only because you reading the Bible as it is, you're not reading the Bible by being programmed. He got indignation with the whole race of peoples called Esau descendants. That is translated today as the white man and the white woman. Okay, you're honest. You want to, go ahead. But that's why we got to read the Bible. You got, and when, again, when you do get in position for the school, land, banquet hall, you got to teach your offspring the Bible, not what you're looking at out of your eyes today. You got to teach them the Bible, the history of the Bible, the rise and the fall of the children of Israel, how you got in position, and how to get out of it. As simple as that. So when you read the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, what do you read, Mother?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the work of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders.
You see the man just said? He said, that wicked got to be revealed. That wicked has got to be revealed. Huh? I know you don't believe it because he writes you your check. He writes you your check and he tell you good things about come get a basket over here and a basket over there. But that don't alleviate what the Bible is saying. The wicked have been identified as Esau and his five sons. The wicked have been identified as they work from the ministry of Satan the devil. And you try to get around that. But we read what the Bible's saying. If you read the Bible, understand it, and understand what the Bible's saying, then you make the right decisions, but you're not making them at all now. Because, again, let me read my opening statement. We have been taught what to think, not taught how to think. Eh? You haven't been taught how to think. How do the Bible tell you you're supposed to think? Let's go to Acts 15:15. Now let's see how the Bible tells you how you're supposed to think. We go on the Bible and see what the Bible says. How do you supposed to think? We let the Bible tell us how we supposed to think. Acts 15:15. The Bible could tell us how we supposed to think.
The book of Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to this agree the words of the seer as it is written.
What's that mean, Mo?
It means that you agree with the word as it is written.
No, it says more than that, Mom. It says more than that. It says more than that, Mom. Look at it real carefully and tell us what else do it say in verse 15.
It said, and to disagree, the words of the seer as it is written.
What you saying, Mother?
It said, agree, and it said, and to disagree, the words of the seer as it is written.
Uh-huh. What you saying?
You're supposed to agree with the seer as it is written.
You're supposed to agree with the word.
The word of the seer as it is written.
Excellent, Mosey. Excellent. That is the law's cause and understanding. We're supposed to agree with the seer. But what kind of way? Say it again, Mosey.
I said the word as it's written. Mother E said,
you agree with the seer, what kind of way, as it is written. If he's talking about the Bible saying, then he's showing you what the Bible is saying. You agree with the seer as it is written. And he ain't reading no verses, then you don't agree with no seer. If he's showing what the Bible's saying, then you say, okay, that's what the Bible saying, I'm going with it. You brought it out, we can read it together, that's the end of it. The reason why we're in condition we're in today is because we just got through saying it again. Read more time. We have been taught what to think, not taught how to think. Bible, you don't agree with nothing he's saying. If you don't precept the Bible, you don't agree with that neither. He got to not only bring the verse out, he got to precept and let the Bible speak for itself. And you just want to comment on what he's saying. Now, if you do not do that, let's see what he got written in the 24th chapter, verse of Luke. Now we're going and look at Luke 24, verse 15, Mother. Let's look at Luke 24, verse 15. And let's see what says here, and then we'll skip down to verse 21. Let's see. Listen real good to what's going on in Luke 21, verse 15. What can we read in 21, 15 and 21, Mother? Luke.
21:15.
And 21.
Okay. Wait a minute. You said go to Luke 21. Luke 24:15.
Verse 15. You read verse 15 and 21. Read verse 15 and 21.
Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 15 and verse 21. Verse 15 reads, and it comes to say that while they commune together and reason, that was the Son himself drew near and went with them. Verse 21, but we trust that it has been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
Uh-huh. Now, what that means is two men were having a conversation, Mother. They were talking among themselves. And Yahweh came standing by them to hear them talking. And they was coming from the hanging. We trucked in him. And we thought he going to be the one that was to redeem Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, it's the third day. So Yahweh, listen to them about the gone. They talking a good talk, Mother. So they talking. see, Yahweh let you talk all the way. He let you bop the gums all the way. Then Yahweh knew it was time for him to say something. And we're going to see what he said to them after he heard them talking. And Luke 24, mother. Let's see what he says in verse 25 and 26. Now, he heard them talking. Just like right now, we hear all the nations is talking, they talk. But then Yahweh get ready to say something to them in verse 25 and 26. What do you say?
Luke chapter 24, verse 25 and verse 26. Then he said unto them, O fool, and slow of mind to believe all that the seer hath spoken. Verse 26. Ought not Yahweh to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
He said, now, mother, which one of you mothers won't take what he said in verse 25? Who won't take a shot at that in verse 25? Which one of you mothers won't take a shot on verse 25? Now, you heard them talking. They were talking. We thought he was going to be the one to redeem Israel. So when they got through talking, who want to expound on verse 25?
Okay. So what my understanding of verse 25, he's telling them to believe all that the seer has spoken.
But suppose they don't believe all the seer has spoken according to 25. What did he say? Suppose they don't, according to verse 25.
Okay. So if they don't believe it, well, I guess he called them fools.
You guess he called them that? Are you guessing?
No, that's what he said. That
what he said?
He said, oh, fools. And slow of mind to believe all that this seer has spoken.
What that mean?
In the first description.
What that mean? What that verse 25 mean? We'll keep it right there in verse 25. What that mean?
Yeah. In other words, it's saying they are slow. Of mind.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And slow of mind.
Uh-huh.
They slow to believe. So.
Uh-huh. But what he called them that slow of mind in verse 15? What did he call them that slow of mind in verse 15?
Okay.
According to the second line, mother, what he called them that slow of mind, I hear you, mother, see, but what he says in the second line, when you slow of mind and don't believe all the seer has spoken, what did he say you are? According to the second line, the first word.
The second line, the first word. Why they commune together. Well,
No. Hold on, mother. The second line, verse 25, the second line.
Oh, verse 25. Slow of mind. It says fools.
No, the first word in the second line. The first word in the second line. What do you call it?
Oh, fools. Okay.
Say a little bit louder there, Mother Z.
Oh, fools.
And that what your Bible say?
Yes. Unto them are your old fools. And so am I.
So Yahweh saying he already done the thinking for you. All you got to do is believe what the Bible has got written. And the way he put the order, all you got to do now is just believe what the Bible saying as it's written. That's what he say. He said, believe the seers as it's written. And if you don't believe the seers as it's written, then he talking in verse 25. This is what he said. Then he said unto them, O fools, slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken. Because understand what he's saying in Luke 1:70, hey, Mother Z. He's saying something in Luke 1:70. See, what we do, we get our feelings in the way of the Bible. And that's why we always offer to the Roman Catholic Church, Latter-day Saints, World Council Churches, because we don't want to believe what the Bible is saying. Luke 1, verse 70, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, what do Luke 1, 70 say?
Luke chapter 1, verse 70. Luke chapter 1, verse 70. As he spoke by the mouth of his righteous seal which has been since the world begun.
Nah. So according to that, when Yahweh got something to say, Mother Z, who do he speak to first? According to 1 verse 70.
The seal.
You see that? Since the world began.
Right.
Since the world began. If he want to get a message to you, that's how he operates since the world began. And now we over there messing out the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, the World Council of Churches. That ain't way the Bible operates. He spoke by the mouth of his righteous seers since the world began. I look at the Catholic Church saying, see, can I get a precept on that? You got to precept that. Okay. Mother E, let's run to Acts 3, 18 and 20. The Catholic Church out of New York want a precept. Let's give them a precept on that by going to Luke 3, verse 18 and 20. Let's see this at Mother E. Luke 18, 3, 18 and 20. We're going to give them a precept. And Mother Z have me 13:26 of Acts waiting on me.
13:26. Book of Luke. Chapter
Where's
three.
That at, Mother Z?
The book of 3, Luke.
18 and 2. Uh-huh.
Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 20. And many other things in his exhortation teaches he unto the people. Verse 20. And added yet this
wait,
the book.
Hold on. Look at Acts 3:18 real carefully. Look right down at 3:18 real carefully. Take your time, Mo. We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. Look at 3:18 real carefully.
Acts 3:18. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Acts 3:18.
chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 20. Acts 3.
21. Make it 18 and 21, Mother. Make it Acts 18 and 21.
Okay. Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21. Acts chapter 3, verse 18. But those things which Yahweh before has shown by the mouth of all his seers that Yahweh should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Verse 21. Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
Now, Mother, when Yahweh got something to say, how do he do it since the world began?
He do it through the seal.
Since the world began. That means that's how he operated since the world began. So how you gonna change things now, and now the Roman Catholic Church got his word. The Latter-day Saints got his word. The World Council Church got his word. That don't make no sense. That's why we've been taught wrong. It's time to unravel that bad understanding. That ain't how the Bible operates. He spoke by the mouth of his seers since the world began. In Malachi 3, verse 6, he don't change. Hebrews 13, verse 8, he don't change. So how do they got the message now? That means you ignoring everything written in the Bible. See? And that's why we've been conditioned to think what they tell us to think. And that's why we're in Proverbs today, and we don't see things according to the Bible. We see things according to what we see out of our eyes. But no, sir, I've been told. Now, Mother Z getting ready to read 13th chapter, verse 26 of the book called Acts. What is that, Mother Z?
The book of Acts. Wait just a minute. The book of Acts.
26.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26. Verse 26. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth the Yahweh, to you is this word of this salvation sent.
You hear that? You hear that? So the salvation is sent to the men of Israel, the stock bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to the children of Israel. That's who the salvation is sent. You ain't gonna never hear that read. He said, to you, children of Israel, is the salvation sent. Now, watch the next verse. Come on, Mother Z, give me the next verse.
Oh, the next verse, Acts chapter 13, verse 27. Verse 27. For you that dwell at Yahdah, Judah, and the rulers, because they know him not, nor yet the voice of the seal, which are read every Sabbath day, that they have fulfilled. Pardon me?
Go ahead, Mother.
What did you say? Oh.
No, you're doing all right. So you see, that he spoke by the mouth of all his righteous seers. And in verse 27 says, the seer will be, the seer, what is saying about verse 27 again?
Okay, you want me to read it over?
Yes, ma'am. Read verse 27 again.
Verse 27.
Yeah, verse 27.
For they that dwell at Yagda Judah and the rulers, because they know him not, now,
no,
nor yet the voice of the seal, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
So according to verse 27, you can hear the voice of the seer. When, mother?
Every Sabbath day.
You hear the voice of the seer every Sabbath day. Every Sabbath day, you can hear the voice of the seer every Sabbath day. Every Sabbath day. And that is true. So Yahuwah's plan is always in motion and in action. We just got to believe this Bible. I have a problem today. We don't believe the Bible, and that's why we're in the condition we're in today, and that's why so much stuff has happened to us all over the world, because we refuse to believe the Bible. We refuse to believe that next week is Passover. We ain't paying that no never mind. So, you see? And that's why you're going to pay the price. Now, I still can't think of that verse I want. Well, and I ain't going to telegraph from that verse at all. But the verse that I want, because I got to get down to where I was told about Erie and all that good stuff. But now, hey, mother, we clear about who the wicked is according to 1 Thessalonians 2:8-9. Who is the wicked? Who is the wicked?
Esau and his five sons.
Excellent. That's just the fact of the matter. That's just the fact of the matter. But I know it's hard for us to believe that. And the descendants of Esau and his five sons is that man over there called the Pope. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That is the descendant of Esau.
Right. The Pope, the Catholic.
I mean, but we can't believe it. We can't believe it. You know why? Because remember, we said earlier, we have been taught what to think, not taught how to think. We are at the mercy of the teller. And that's what's going on right now. See, that's just the way it is. So now, mother, you know, so now let's get a little further. Now let's get down to a little further. Now, last night I talked about Erie.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of calls about Erie. But one thing, the big camps all over the world, Nigeria, with 40 million people, they got to understand something. If somebody knows your history, we read last night about who is the descendants of Erie. And we left Brother Micaiah, he finally came out of his cave to take a look at this right here. Because we want to get on Erie. We want to find out who Erie is, and we want to talk about some things that Erie is today. Matter of fact, Mother E, read me a verse in the book of Judges 18. Give me Judges 18 there, Mother. In the book of Judges 18, it makes a profound statement about something. See, Yahuwah has done all the thinking for us. All we got to do is apply apply what he's saying and keep it moving. See, we want to do a lot of thinking. And verse 29, mother, then what we'll do, we'll get to our closing statement because the young lion going to take it on in from here. And we'll get to our closing statements, and we'll catch the eyeball on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. So now we're going to bring Mother Z in and get a comment after you read this verse. We'll get to our closing statements. Then we're going to put the young lion, we're going to put him to do a little roaring red mat. So Judges chapter 18:29. Can you help me out there, Mother? And then give me your closing statement. And then we go on to Mother Z and let's see what Mother Z got to say for her closing statement or whatever she want to say about top part of the Sabbath day. What does it say we can read, Mother? And we go on to the 18:29.
The book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 29, reads, and they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan, their father, who was born unto Israel.
Stop it there, Mother. That's good. So when you migrate to a place, Mother, according to the Bible, what are you supposed to do if you migrate to a place? It's like you move into a house. What are you supposed to do first when you get to the house? What are you supposed to do, according to that verse of Dale?
Okay. You're supposed to give it a name.
Give it who name?
Okay, in this verse it said Daniel. So they call it after the name of Daniel, their father.
So when you migrate somewhere, you supposed to take who name with you and place it there, according to verse 29.
Your name. Your name.
That's right. So when you migrate somewhere, you take your name there. That's exactly right, Mother. So when we get to talking about this guy in a minute, that's what have been lost, and that's why you got all them other names. And we're gonna talk about that later. So Mother, what's your closing statement behind that, Mother? What's your closing statement behind that? Then we're gonna bring Mother Z in and get her commentary and her closing statement. Asking on y'all part, y'all held down in grand style. Although the big dignitary said we're gonna muke out your elder, he's through talking for the night. So that's how y'all roll. That's how you roll. So Mother E, what's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
Just thanking and praising Yahweh for the class and thanking and praising Yahweh for this lesson. Thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And just thank Yahweh for allowing us to have a class. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, we're going to bring Mother Z in, and Mother Z, whatever you want to put on this top part of the Sabbath day and your closing statement, take your time there, Mother Z. It's all yours. Take your time. Come on.
Okay. Yahweh bless and keep you, seal your trail of all your seed. I'm going to read in Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 18 and 19. I'm going to start reading that up. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 17. Also, Edom shall be a desolate. Everyone that goes by it shall be astonished and shall astonished at us and shall history at all the pledges thereof. Verse 18, as it
as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, said the Yahweh, no man shall abide there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it. Verse 19, behold, he shall come up like a lion from the fall of Jordan against the inhabitants of the strong, but I will suffer, certainly make him run away from her, and who is a chosen man that I might appoint over her, for whom is like me, and who will appoint me the time, and who is the shepherd that will stand before me. Verse 20, therefore hear the counsel of the Yahweh that he has taken against Edom, and his proposal that he has proposed against the inhabitants of Tema. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make them their habitation desolate with them. And I'm going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. Now, most of y'all know you know your head down in grand style, no doubt about it. So now, we're going to put that young lion to work on the top part of Saturday, but that's a duty to do this in grand style. So now, understand one thing. We got to stop apologizing for what the Bible's saying. We're going to remain in poverty as long as we keep apologizing what the Bible's saying. We read over there in Romans chapter 9, verse 7 to 13, the child was not even born. That the election of Yahweh going to stand. His election going to stand. He made one son. What kind of way that we can read that, young lion? And 1:18 down to verse 22. I mean, the ninth chapter. See, listen. You know, I'm just going to say the sixth anointing camp, but we know it. We hate it because of one reason. We rebuke at the gates. We show you what the Bible's saying, and you ain't going to get around it, and Yahweh blessed us to give you what the Bible's saying. You're not going to get around the Bible. I don't care what you all did in 2020, whatever year you in right now. The Bible going to stand. And Romans chapter 9, verse 18 out of verse 22. Young lion, what's that say? Matter of fact, let me Bumakai, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh bid you that say right.
Yahweh bless you that. Dear Israel. Oh,
So now, what I'm trying to tell you this. You know how, see, we study is trying to pull a slab of concrete down the road. You cannot pull a slab of concrete down the road. Huh? You try to take a whole sidewalk and pull it down the road with you. Listen. What Yahweh have made, that's the end of it. Once you find out the plan of Yahweh, you got to do it like the feast days coming up. Like when these princes, you agreed to do it, and you said over there in the 19th chapter of Exodus, all that you said we're going to do, you said this already out your mouth. Yahweh is going to eat on up, and our job is to bring it back to your attention, what you said back in the days, knowing that you was in the loins of these peoples. So what we're trying to bring to the table is, we know it's not popular, but we bring it to you, the Bible. It's up to you. All we do is bring it to you. You can get mad all you want, but what's going to stand, what's going to stand. He created people for one reason. He created another people for another reason. And we get ready to read it. Written out by the young lion in Romans chapter 9. Verse 18 down to verse 22. Let's see. We're going to comment after the verse is read. Romans 9, 18 down to verse 22. What does it say?
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 18 down to verse number 22. Verse 18 reads, therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Verse 19. You will say then unto me, why do he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Verse 20. Nay, but, O man, who are you that replies against Yahweh? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast you made me thus? Verse 21. Have not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Verse 22. What if Yahweh, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endures with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?
The vessel of wrath fitted to destruction. Yahweh made two vessels. One for mercy, and one to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it there? Now, who is he talking about? Read verse 13.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, and it is written, Israel have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
You see that? Take on your two vessels. He made one vessel for mercy, and another vessel to be destroyed. He said this is his doing. The two children had nothing to do with it. He put that fit on him in the womb. So it is why he started apologizing for what Yahweh did before the two sons was born. The two sons is Esau, the white man and the white woman, and Jacob, the black man and the black woman. This is his doing. And all you folks say in 18:23, we're not reading again, and some, this is Yahweh's doing. So it's marvelous in our eyes. So you see that? Now let's come back to and 2 Corinthians 5, Chronicle 15. This is the verse I was looking for earlier. Mom was online and put my coat on it. And 1 Chronicles 15, 13. Now listen good, because that verse did befall me, but the young lion roared out of his cave and said, there, as you look above the 15, 15:13, right?
Yeah,
if you're looking for 15:13, see here, that's what I like to hear. First Chronicles 15, okay, this is good.
This is the first Chronicles.
What?
Chapter 15, verse 13.
Listen good.
18, read.
What a room.
For because you did it not at the first.
What?
The Yahweh, our Yahweh, made a breach upon us. For that we sought him not after the due order.
You see that? Yahweh made a breach on us. because you did not do it with what kind of order?
Due order.
When you get out of due order, Yahweh had made a breach on the whole nation of Israel until this day. Because they refused to do what kind of way?
Due order.
That's the game changer, mother. If we start doing things the way he tells us to do, the due order, he'll take the breach and start repairing the breach on us. But as long as we figure that just can't be right what he done said. But you don't have the background to know that he created two vessels. One, I give him chance to mercy me up. Another, and that one, I didn't create them to have mercy. They were fitted, being made to be destroyed. I know that's hard because you got to bring Becky and Jeff and Jessica, whatever. But it's just the Bible. Once we start keeping the Bible and make a Bible decision, and since we don't want to do Bible, he made a break on us because we were not doing it.
Yeah.
Now, what is due order? We're going to Numbers chapter 7. Now, we're going to read due order, and I want you to pay attention, because I'm going to get on Erie in a minute. But I have plenty of calls about Erie. Let's see what Yahweh said in the 7th chapter of Numbers. Chapter 1, verse number 2. 7, 1 and 2. Let's say, young lion.
Numbers chapter 10, verse 14, read. In the first place, with the standard of the camp of the children of Yahdah Judah.
Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Good. Chapter 2, verse 1 and verse number 2.
2, verse 1 and 2.
Alright, going to the book of Judges. Chapter 2, we're going to pick it up at verse 1 and verse number 2. Verse 1 reads, And ministering spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 4.
Good.
I mean, verse 2.
Good. That's 2. Read verse 2.
Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of the land. You shall throw down their altars of mine, but you have not obeyed my voice. What have you done?
Why have you done this? Now, back up to 1, verse 1 and 2. Now you see he's talking directly. Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
Going to the book of Judges chapter 1. Looking up at verse number 1 and verse number 2. Verse 1 reads, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? Verse 2. And the Yahweh said, Yahdah Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand.
So, again, the plan of Yahweh, always Judah must lead the other tribes of Israel. Let's go to Genesis 49, verse 8 down to verse 10. Genesis 49, verse 8 down to verse 10.
Going to the book of Genesis, chapter 49, we'll pick it up at verse number 8, down to verse number 10. Book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 8 reads, Yahdah Judah, who are he whom your brothers shall praise? Your hands shall be in the neck of thy enemy. Thy father's children shall bow down before you. Verse 9. Yahdah Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey, my son, who are gone up. He stooped down. He crouches a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? Verse 10. The ruler shall not depart from Yahdah Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
So how long do Judah supposed to be the lawgiver? According to that verse, how long do Judah supposed to be the lawgiver? Until when?
Verse 10. The ruler shall not depart from Yahdah Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and until Yahweh the son come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
So Judah's foes remain in that number one seat until when?
Until
Yahweh the son. Thank you, that Moses. So Judah, regardless of whatever the circumstance it is, Judah's supposed to be the number one tribe until, he gave you a timeline, until Yahweh the son speaks. Now, I'm going over here and I'm looking for a verse. Get down to verse number 19. And verse 20. 49 chapter 19 and verse 20.
All right. The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
So now you're talking about Gad. Now Gad is one of the tribes of Israel. And Gad was to go down and return. Now, when the children of Israel was overthrown in Israel, Gad done something that we can read. We're going to get a name. Now, with the other thing we got so far, what do 33, 1, and 7 say? Or Deuteronomy.
All right. Going to the book of Deuteronomy. I'm going to pick it up at chapter 33, 1, and verse number 7. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3, verse 1, read. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Verse 7. And this is the blessing of Yahadah-Zur. And he said, hear, Yahweh, the voice of Yahadah-Zur, and bring him unto the earth, and bring him unto his people, that his hands be sufficient for him, and be you in help to him from his enemies.
Uh-huh. So again, Moses knew that the prophecy was that when the children of Israel get scattered, but he going to send what people to them to get them on their feet, according to verse number 7. Wherever the children of Israel at, who's supposed to do what according to 33, verse 7? Who's supposed to do what?
He said your enemy.
According to 33, verse 7.
Verse 7 reads, and this is the blessing of Yahweh. And he said, hear Yahweh, the voice of Yahadah-Zur, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, and be you at help to him from him, from his enemy.
So, Mother Z, make sure you bring that up, that put the back strap of the young line, because he's fumbling all around over here. Make sure you take him aside and take it back, do it back a little gesture. Now, so we found out now the order of our things, the 12 tribes of Israel was clear, that if you get into a tight, Yahweh will send what tribe to get you out of the tight. And give you the proper instruction, and you fold it to what tribe until he comes in the body himself. What tribe supposed to have that got that privilege according to Yahweh?
Yahweh.
See, this is the mystery, mother. This one got to be taught, because when the tribes of Israel broke up and got scattered, a tribe called in Genesis 46, 13. I need a tribal name. So remember, wherever you go, you're supposed to bring your father's name. So wherever this guy go, he's supposed to have his father's name there first. That is the order of Yahweh, because you never get lost. And wherever tribe you go, you have to know the order of our things for Yahweh to intervene. He put one tribe in every nation up under the sun, the lead tribe, the one that he's dealing with until he come back. And anytime you step out of that order of things, I don't care how your numbers look, that's not the order of Yahweh. He made a breach on the children of Israel because they got out of due order. Due order means whatever you got to do, whatever city you're in, you must find the tribe of Yahdah Judah, because that's the one Yahweh is dealing with until when? Give me 49 verse 10 again one more time, y'all. Line of Genesis. How long do Judah supposed to be in that position? According to Genesis 49 verse 10. It is good for all of the 11 tribes. How long do Judah supposed to be in that number one slot? According to Genesis 49 verse 10.
Look at Genesis chapter 49. Pick it up at verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, the rulership should not depart from Yahdah Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Yahweh the Son comes, and all him shall the gathering of the people be.
Yeah, he followed that up too. So now, we found out one thing, that we must understand this order. That's why it's so important for the six anointed camps. You got to understand this order. I don't care where you migrate to. Judah, when Judah shows up, you immediately go question them, because they, if Yahweh gonna see them through, to help you first. But you can't keep kicking against the one that Yahweh put in place until he comes. Now to say all that, now we're going to Genesis chapter 46. Now we're going to Genesis 46, because the tribe, now they became known as another name now. And Genesis chapter 46, and we're looking for a name in 46, round about verse number 16 and 17. Genesis 46. Verse 16 and 17. Do I want 16 more? No. No, I'm going with fuck. I'm looking for Gad.
Yeah.
What verse Gad is? Verse number what?
16.
19 or Gad? 16. Where is Gad?
16.
Gad. Okay, let's talk about Gad. Okay, yeah, Gad is what I want.
Verse 16, 49,
15. I'll read about Gad. Genesis chapter 49, verse number 16. 16 read. Right. The sons of Gad. The sons of Gad. Zephion. 1.
Ahi.
2. Shuni. 3. And Esbon. 4. Eri. That's it. That's all I want. Eri. Now, Eri is the son of Gad. Is that right? And when you migrate to a land, you suppose always put the land according to Mother Red 18:29, you're going to put your father's name. So when Erie migrated to the west coast of the land called the west coast, Erie, when he got there, who name supposed to have been in the area that he brought his people to? What name supposed to have been there?
Gad.
So Gad, Naples, been there. Erie is a Gadite. When you migrate to a land, you put your father's name on the land. So when they got to West Africa, Erie brought his people over there. This is the lead son, the fifth son. He done more than the rest of them did. Erie is the one that you can trace them back to making all the little tins and silver men and all of the pictures you see, all those statues and stuff like that. That's what Erie, they was famous in making all type of silver, all the little men and stuff. They made a whole lot of objects. They made a whole lot of stuff for us. Right now, go to the British Museum, you see all they work with. But when they got all the British stole all the artifacts and brought them up. That was Erie that did that. He was a Gadite. So all of them, go to the British Museum and see all the work of Africa. That was based upon Erie. Now, Erie, it became today known as Now, when Erie got here, I'm going to bypass that time thing. When Erie got over here, as time unfolds, they both had their father's name, Gad, and Erie had the name of the four letters. And as time went on, the name changed. Erie started calling the four-letter man Yvette. I-B-R-A. That's what they know today. And they call themselves today as the ones that got to know in Nigeria. All of them, they call them Yvette. Yvette. And when the European Esau got a hold to it, they took the word Yvette and came up with the word called Yahweh. That's where they get their Yahweh from. This. They knew what he said, Yvette, but this Yvette came from Y-H-W-H first. Then his word got to Yvette, A-B-R-A, and they called themselves, right now you go on the airways, look around, they call themselves the Yvette people. Yvette, A-B-R-A. And then when Esau got a hold to that word, hear what he said, Yvette, from Yahweh, Y-H-W-H, to Yvette. And then when Esau got a hand on it, it became known as Yahweh. From Yvette, Yahweh, and Yvette, A-B-R-I, became from Y-H-W-H. Now, Nigeria is over 40 million strong. They call themselves now the Yvette. Now, as time went on, they dropped the I, and now they call themselves E-B-E-W-E or E-B-E. They all over the place right now. Which is nice. It's a four letters. It's what I'm going to get. They call us, sometimes you see them right now, they call themselves the Yvette people. So wait a minute. When you do not see the lead tribe, which is Judah, and you start doing your own thing, I want to know if this Yvette, and this is what you will go and get. We're going to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 through 16. Let's see what he says there. And they'll read this verse to you. They'll read this verse to you. You get them on the telephone, they'll go and read this verse to you. That's Y-B-R-I, when I said, Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14 through 16. Let's read this. Read it. They come up with that conclusion. Read it online. 2 Chronicles 7, 14 down to verse 16.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 down to verse 16. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14 reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their hand.
They what?
They lame.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Verse 16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, this temple, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually.
Now, when you do your research on the Nebo tribe, one that
come objective phase came out of, and you start doing the research over in not over there in Nigeria, you arrive and you ask the question, what is I bet people that. How did I start in the game? I be what? Right down the young line. Did you write it down? I forgot. I wrote it down. I just wiped over it with my e-pen. So, these are four letters they use right now, and they call themselves the Advent people. Some use the three letters, and they'll quote you this verse right here, showing you that in 2 Chronicles 7:14-16, if the people's called by my name, Advent. Advent. And they said, well, where does Advent come from? It's coming from the tetragrammaton, the four letters, which is the European called Yahweh. So you're saying people is called by thy name is called Yahweh? Yeah. That's what they call it. You call by his name. But see, by you not going to Judah and get the proper breakdown on this verse right here, the people is called by my name. People is called by name. It's not YHWH. It's not Abed. It's not Yahweh. People is called by my name. If they humble themselves. So we cut the gate and get that wrong. The people is called by his name. We're going to read the people is called by his name by going to 49:1-3. That's the name you're talking about. See, you got to make sure that God is 40 million strong. The people that's called by my name is not Abed. It's not Yahweh. The people is called by my name is not YHWH Yahweh. The people that's called by my name, you got to precept your Bible to 49:1-3, what it says.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you people, from far. The Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name. Verse 2. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. The shadow of his hand has he hidden me and made me a polished shaft. And his quiver has he hid me. Verse 3. He said to me, you are my servant. O Israel, in whom I will be glorified.
So you say you will be my servant, O Israel. Now I'm going to back up to Numbers and see where that's coming from. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. So the people is called by his name. They not called the people of Abed, the people of Yahweh or Yahweh. People is not called by his name. That's not the number one name. But we'll show you how you break that down to use that. But the people is called by his name. He didn't give them the name of Abed or Yahweh, the tetragrammaton. He didn't give them that name. This is what he says in Numbers 6:22, down to verse 27.
The book of Numbers. Chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27, verse 22 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, the Yahweh bless you and keep you, 25, the Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. 27, and they shall put my name upon the Gentiles of Israel.
We got to get no
And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel,
I will bless them.
So his name is Israel. That's what name he put on the children of Israel for the blessing. But they must follow the program of his father, YHWH. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 17, 34. 2 Kings 17, 34. So when you talk to those around the 40 million Nigerians, and you find out they say, well, we are the Evet people. That's what that means. We come from the Texas Ramatown, the YHWH. And, you know, the YHWH, but when the other nations got a hold to it, they start breaking that name down to EVE, EVE, EWE. They start working that name. First of all, when you read 2 Chronicles 14 through 16, Peter's called by his name is not Yahweh, YHWH or IRB. Whatever I said earlier in the four letters, if I marked out for right now, you got to come back to me. I don't four letters that I, did anyone of y'all write some four letters down I said earlier? I got to flip my mind about some four letters. But never mind, I deal with it later.
You said A-V-R-A and A-B-R-I. That's what I wrote down.
Well, I said something saying I-V. I-V something. No, I want the four letters. I said they use the four letters. That's the three letters. But I did say it four letters, too. And that four letters is
four letters. That's no matter. A-V-R-A. Okay. In A, B,
A?
I mean, A, B, R, I. Those are four letters. That's what I wrote down.
I thought I said an I or A. Okay, well, whatever. Good. Whatever, both of them is wrong. Both of them is wrong according to in Nigeria anyway. They say it's a I, B, R, A or A, B, R, A. I forgot what I read down now because, right now, it they follow me right now. But I'm going to be close enough. A-B-R-A-R-I or I-B-R-I. That's the four letters they use today. They call themselves that. And they use this verse right here saying, the people, we are called by his name. And they put the word in there. No. That don't go there. Israel go there. How we know Israel go there? 2 Kings 17:34.
Let's take our line. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 34 reads, unto this day, they do after the former manner. They fear not Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinance, or after the law and commandment which the Yahweh commanded the children of Israel, the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
The children of Jacob, who he named Israel. See, in the name of Yahweh, in the name, you got to worship Yahweh. In the name of Yahweh, he named him Israel.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is where Nigeria goes, because they have to seek the lead tribes, and because they got to a land, they are multiplied 40 million strong, but you can't go in 2 Chronicles and use 7:14-16. The people are called by my name, Humbly, Evet, which means YHWH from the Texas Grammar Town. No. You talking about the people called by his name, it's going to be Israel. Israel's people called by his name. And you get one more witness on it. Isaiah 48, 1 through 5. Here you go. Isaiah 48, 1 down to verse 5.
Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 48. Let's pick it up at verse 1 down to verse number 5. The book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 1 reads, hear you then, O family of Israel, which are called by the name of Israel.
which is called by the name of Israel, not Yahweh, not I-B-R-A-I. No, they is called by the name of Israel, the four letters in Israel. The four letters, sometimes you hear them take the vowels out and put the four letters in Israel. You take the vowels out, you want to, and I-S-R-L,